Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Another mass shooting in America. 14 kids shot to death at an elementary school. Then, the shocking confrontation in church.
You did things to my teenage body that had never and should have never been done.
He not only let it happen, he lied about it.
And the defense rests as Johnny Depp's lawyer goes on the attack with a surprise witness.
He was kind of cowering and seemed almost afraid.
Then, the boom in RVs. They're hot this holiday weekend.
But how the heck do you drive one of these things?
What you need to know so this doesn't happen to you. And not in my shop.
Fighting back against an attempted robbery.
She even threw the stool at them.
Your first instinct is, I'm picking up a stool and protecting my store.
Then,
there's fire extinguishers going on.
The high school graduation prank gone bad.
They destroyed the school.
Plus, singer Billie Eilish's surprising revelation. She has Tourette syndrome.
So many people have it that you would never know.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. 14 students and one teacher are dead at yet another mass shooting, this time at a school in Texas.
Horror at an elementary school. 14 children are dead after a lone gunman goes on a rampage.
Good afternoon, and we're coming on the air because of an awful scene playing out today in Texas. An active shooter for a time at an elementary school.
CBS News is now breaking in with a special report to update us on that shooting. It's a tragic situation.
A teacher was also killed. The massacre happened in the town of Uvalde, outside San Antonio. The Texas governor identified the shooter as an 18-year-old.
It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle, but that is not yet confirmed.
The shooter died at the scene.
It's believed that responding officers killed him.
The massacre is sparking horrible memories of the Sandy Hook massacre in Connecticut, in which 26 people were killed, 20 of them children. Now, another slaughter of the innocents.
A stunning confession in church, a pastor admitting to his congregation that he had sinned by committing adultery. What he didn't say was that his partner was a 16-year-old schoolgirl. That's when the victim, now a married woman, stepped on stage to share the years of shame and torment that she had endured. Anne Mercogliano on The Tempest that followed.
A stunning confession by a beloved pastor.
I committed adultery. It was nearly 20 years ago. It continued far too long.
65-year-old Reverend John Lowe, who has been married to his wife Debbie for 45 years, poured out his heart to his congregation in Warsaw, Indiana during Sunday services, but it didn't quite go as he hoped.
I sinned. I need to say that, and you deserve to hear it.
Churchgoers rewarded him with a standing ovation, but things soon took a darker turn. A woman named Bobby Gephardt joined him on the altar and said she was the woman involved, and the preacher was not telling the whole story.
I was just 16 when you took my virginity on your office floor. Do you remember that? I know you do. You did things to my teenage body that had never and should have never been done.
She said she had been traumatized for 20 years by her experience at his hands. Then the woman's husband, Nate, joined in and held up some jewelry.
This was Bobby's cup, a purity ring, which she wore while this man had sex with her, and she felt ashamed all these years.
As she stormed out of the church, members of the congregation embraced her and shouted angrily at their pastor.
If you did it, you need to admit it.
100%. The pastor had to face the congregants and beg for their forgiveness once again.
I ask you to forgive me, and that's all I can do.
Abby Plummer is the preacher's former daughter-in-law. She also knows the victim well.
It's sad all the way around. I felt for Bobby. I admire her and Nate for doing that. But the only reason the truth came out was because Bobby and her husband had the courage to walk up there and tell the truth.
Brianne Boswell, a reporter for Wayne 15 in Fort Wayne, says people have been suspicious of the preacher for years.
We spoke with a lot of community members on the street today in downtown Warsaw. They honestly say that they aren't shocked by this information. They say that John Lowe always seemed as though he was too good to be true. There's always speculation that there was something more happening behind closed doors.
The lies and the manipulation have to stop.
Reverend John Lowe II has resigned, and the local prosecutor has now launched a criminal investigation. The defense rested in the Johnny Depp defamation trial today, opening the door for the actor's team to try to diminish some of the legal points scored by Amber Heard's attorneys. Jim Murray with the latest.
Amber Heard's lawyers rested their case today.
We rest.
And Johnny Depp's team immediately went on the counterattack, calling a surprise witness to the stand.
Good afternoon, Mr. Knight.
Good afternoon, Camille.
Morgan Higbee Knight ran an upscale trailer park where Depp and Amber celebrated her birthday with friends in 2013. Amber had previously testified that Depp attacked one of their guests.
Pulled her into him and said, "Do you know how many pounds of pressure it takes to break a human wrist?"
But Knight testified it was Amber who was the aggressor.
She started yelling at him, and I didn't want to hear it. It honestly was really triggering. And she was upset at him, and she was yelling at him, and he was kind of cowering and seemed almost afraid, and it was really odd to see because he was older than her.
When it was Amber's attorney's turn, she tried to question his credibility.
You are a pretty big fan of Johnny Depp, aren't you?
I am not, to be honest.
You wanted to participate in this trial, didn't you?
I did not. I was asked by the attorney, and I wanted to. They asked me, and I said, I'll be happy to come and tell the truth.
He acknowledged the assault on Amber's friend could have happened when he was not there.
You know whether Mr. Depp grabbed anybody's wrist and asked them if they knew how many pounds of pressure it took to break their wrist.
I wasn't there the whole time.
More star power is headed to court. Supermodel Kate Moss will be a witness for Depp Wednesday.
We're looking ahead. Some big witnesses are to come.
Depp and the model dated 30 years ago and reportedly have remained friends. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of summer, and AAA estimates 39.2 million people will be traveling this holiday weekend. And for those renting RVs for that road trip, you are driving one for the first time. Well, Les Trent says there are some warnings.
This holiday weekend, you'll see more RVs on the road than ever before. Sales are up 18% this year. Unfortunately, you'll also likely see some of this. Inexperienced RV drivers flipping over, wiping out, and smashing up their new vacation home on wheels.
Oh, what happened?
We took out a gas pump in the back of our rig.
Yeah, it was $26,000 in repairs just for our rig, and I think $5,000 for the gas pump.
This guy tried to go through a fast food drive-thru with a massive trailer in tow. These folks parked on the beach and got stuck, then backed into the tow truck.
I think there's definitely a learning curve.
Gina Anon bought a 31-foot RV to drive from Massachusetts to Arizona with her husband and two children to visit family.
I started to turn and I didn't cut wide enough. And all of a sudden I heard the loudest bang, and we hit that big pole that's supposed to protect vehicles from hitting the building.
This is amazing.
John Buck manages Premier Luxury RV in Middlesex, New Jersey. He says demand is way up this Memorial Day weekend. But before his customers drive off the lot, he gives them a lesson.
He goes, nothing.
So I got behind the wheel to learn how to handle an RV.
What's the biggest mistake people make when they first get behind the wheel of something this big?
It would be the turns, not turning wide enough.
Tell me when I should turn.
You start now.
Start now?
Yep.
And hit it? Just hit it?
Yep, keep going.
Just keep going? All right, don't want to hit that fire hydrant.
You're right.
Wow. Whoa.
Driving an RV, especially one this size, takes some getting used to. Our expert recommends lots of practice if you plan on taking one on the open road.
Whoa.
In fact, experts recommend taking at least 9 hours of lessons before hitting the road in a new RV. It's another brazen smash and grab caught on tape, but this time the employees at a jewelry store had had enough and they fought back.
They're not going to take it anymore. These jewelry store employees are fighting back against an invasion of smash and grab robbers. It happened in broad daylight. Four bad guys disguised in ski masks enter the store. A customer immediately flees as the first robber smashes in a jewelry case. A second thief makes his move, but he's stopped by the store's owner, who charges at him with fists flying. At the same time, a female employee jumps into the melee. She starts kicking one of the robbers. Then, just like a scene out of an action movie, the co-owner of the store picks up a heavy chair and she slams it into the thief. You're married, you're a mom, you've got an 8-month-old baby.
Yeah.
Your first instinct is, I'm picking up a stool and protecting my store.
Yeah, I just like came around here and then just picked up the chair like this and then just like ran up with it.
Sarah Baca nailed one of the robbers right in the head. She co-owns Princess Bride Diamonds in Huntington Beach, California, along with her brave brother, who today is nursing some bruises.
He was hit in the head with one of the hammers, like on the left temple and also on his like shoulder.
Sarah says she, her brother, and the other employee didn't hesitate to fight back. After seeing so many reports of jewelry store robberies, they were determined not to become another statistic.
We've actually been trained to not do anything and to just let them take what they need. But I feel like because it's my brother and I here and it's like our livelihood, that we felt the need to take action.
At this jewelry store in San Jose, California, thieves with sledgehammers make off with $750,000 in diamonds and high-end watches. In Beverly Hills, smash and grab robbers got away with $5 million worth of jewelry. In this latest attack, the creeps got away with just 3 rings.
There have been more than 35 smash-and-grab jewelry store robberies reported in California in just the last year. Experts do recommend that you don't fight back. Instead, they say try to call 911. He may be out of prison, but he's still not out of legal hot water. Bill Cosby was back on trial today, this time facing a civil trial from a woman who says she was just 16 years old when the now-disgraced comic molested her.
Bill Cosby is on trial again. Jury selection got underway today in the last remaining civil suit against the once beloved, now disgraced comedian. 64-year-old Judy Huff claims Cosby sexually molested her at the Playboy Mansion when she was 16. Bill Cosby is 84. He's not expected to testify or even attend the trial. Instead, jurors are likely to see video depositions he made several years ago. In an unexpected twist, just 2 weeks ago, Judy Huff changed the date she was allegedly assaulted from 1974 to 1975.
The accuser may have made an enormous misstep. For years, she said this happened in a certain year in the 70s. And then 2 weeks before trial, she says, I was wrong. It was a different year. That could destroy her credibility.
Huff's lawsuit claims Cosby took her to this game room at the Playboy Mansion, where the evening took a nightmarish turn. When she emerged from the bathroom, she says she found Cosby sitting on the bed. He then proceeded to sexually molest her. Cosby's spokesman, Andrew Wyatt, is observing the L.A. court drama.
We feel that this is a trial by assassination to continue to assassinate his reputation, his character, and now his livelihood. And the facts don't add up to what Ms. Huff is stating.
Gloria Allred is representing Judy Huff.
This is not a trial by ambush. This is a trial by evidence.
In 2018, Cosby was sentenced to up to 10 years for indecent assault. But after serving 2.5 years in state prison in Pennsylvania, his conviction was overturned. He was released last year.
Approximately 60 women have accused Cosby of sexual misconduct, which he has denied, saying any encounters were consensual. He still faces one more lawsuit in connection with an alleged assault of an actress who appeared on The Cosby Show. An admission from one of the biggest music stars in the world. Billie Eilish says she has Tourette syndrome. It never arises when she's on stage, but she says the rest of the time, it can be exhausting.
A stunning revelation from pop idol Billie Eilish.
It's really weird. I haven't talked about it at all.
Eilish says she suffers from the neurological disorder Tourette's and experiences the sudden twitches that come with the condition.
When did this come on you?
I got diagnosed when I was 11, and I had like small ones as a kid, like, you know, or like I did that a lot.
She opens up to David Letterman in his new Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. The topic came up after Eilish suddenly jerked during their chat.
What's going on, the fly?
No, I'm ticking.
That's when he asked what brought it on.
The lights.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Eilish gets candid about how people react.
The most common way that people react is they laugh because they think I'm like trying to be funny, right? They think I'm going like, as like a funny move. And so they go like, and I am always left incredibly offended by that.
Yeah.
Or they go like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then I go, I have Tourette's.
The superstar went down the list of her tics.
I never like don't tic at all because the main tics that I do constantly all day long are like, I wiggle my ear back and forth and like raise my eyebrow and click my jaw and do that and like flex my arm here and flex this arm and flex these muscles. These are things you would never notice, like if you're just having a conversation with me. But for me, they're very exhausting.
A CDC study found one out of every 333 children receive a Tourette's diagnosis every year, but it is believed many cases go unreported.
Next.
There's fire extinguishers going on.
The high school graduation prank gone bad.
They destroyed the school.
And Meghan Markle's dad hospitalized. The exclusive video. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was a pre-approved senior prank that ended up costing thousands in damage.
This graduation prank went all wrong. Chaos unfolds as dozens of kids join in the vandalism.
The original prank was simple. Students were going to pepper the school with post-it notes, leaving messages around campus. It was cleared through school administrators and supervised by staff. But when word got out, things quickly spun out of control.
Kids set off fire extinguishers, ransacked hallways, and filmed it all on their smartphones. School administrators at Memorial High School in Frisco, Texas, are calling it significant vandalism. Senior Caitlin Mabry wisely decided to stay home.
My friends were like blowing up my phone and was like, there's fire extinguishers going off.
Do you think that this is going to put an end to any senior prank from now on at this school?
I honestly hope it does.
The seniors involved will be asked to pay for the cleanup. When we come back, a health scare for Meghan Markle's dad.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Meghan Markle's dad's been rushed to the hospital. Here's why.
We're learning that Meghan Markle's father has suffered a major stroke. Thomas Markle suffered the stroke in Mexico and was transferred to a hospital in California for treatment. Meghan and her father aren't on speaking terms after a major falling out in the days leading up to Meghan's fairy tale wedding to Prince Harry in 2018, leaving Prince Charles to walk her down the aisle. Markle's stroke is said to have caused him to lose his speech, according to DailyMail.com. The medical crisis comes just one day after Meghan presented the winning trophy to her husband's polo team at a tournament in Santa Barbara, congratulating Harry with a kiss. Meghan, wearing a black and white polka dot blouse and a wide-brimmed hat, seemed to be channeling Julia Roberts' Pretty Woman character when she attended a polo match.
Well done!
The Duchess is also drawing comparisons to Princess Diana, who wore a polka dot dress when she presented a polo trophy to Prince Charles in 1987. Meanwhile, that's the Queen arriving at the Chelsea Flower Show in a luxury buggy dubbed the Queenmobile. It's the first time the 96-year-old monarch who's suffering from mobility issues has been seen publicly in what's being called the Rolls-Royce of golf carts.
Fun to see her out. When we come back, a graduation ceremony that takes an unexpected turn. Finally today, this University of Arizona senior wanted to make a big splash at graduation. It didn't go as planned.
It's his big moment, Antonio, and apparently Miguel, the perfect time for a cartwheel. Whoops. The graduate even brings the railing down with him. Fortunately, he bounces right back up, then throws his cap into the air, making mom proud indeed.
Or maybe not. That's Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thank you for watching. We'll see you again tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.